This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not the best of starts for the Knickerbockers.
Tatum three.
Look at that. Tatum wins for Reggie. He puts him back up by 20, and he's hit five threes. Jason Tatum has gone 5 of 7 from three.
And that was Kevin Harlan all over the place.
He
was
choking. Let's go, baby!
Remember the night before? He was doing Monday Night Football, and there he was in Boston last night, calling a 132-109 route for the Celtics. They raised the banner, then beat the Knicks. Here was Tatum. Anything surprise you? He had 37 points, 14 of 18 shooting.
No, not really, but I'm surprised we missed every three for the last 8 minutes. We're going to be upset about that.
And that's because they were trying to go for the NBA record.
That game could have been over. Well, it was over at halftime, but the fact of the matter, they didn't make a shot the last 8 minutes of the game, and the game still ended up with such a big spread.
Yep. 29 made threes, tied the record. That's what they did last night. Josh Hart says, what the hell?
NBA needs a drug test all down my team. I ain't never seen nothing like that before, man. So, I mean, I guess I did. You got to give them credit, man.
They were on fire, no doubt. And here was Tom Thibodeau. This is the quote Gio was talking about earlier, where he basically said we had no chance.
Mathematically, it's going to be hard to win that game. They 29 threes, made 60. They took, you know, we shot a high enough percentage, but we, you know, the three-point game, you know, mathematically, you're not winning that.
Unless you get in front of them once in a while.
How many offensive rebounds did Boston have?
Well, there were a lot of those long rebounds, too, which is not usually indicative.
There were multiple offensive rebounds on the same play.
Yep. Your guy, Karl Anthony Towns, his official Knick debut, 12 points, New York, Indiana at the Garden.
He's soft.
On Friday. The Lakers beat the T-Wolves 110-103. Anthony Davis had 36 points, 16 rebounds. Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo combined for 26 points in their Minnesota debut. Here's Bronny James. You got a couple of minutes. What was it like when you got the scorer's table?
Trying to focus on going in as a rookie and not trying to mess up. But, I totally did feel the energy, and I appreciate the Laker Nation for, you know, showing that support for me.
They had Stephen Waldron there. Do you hear that? Go off in the background.
There was the
surprised Stephen Waldron hasn't taken off with that cough.
Yeah, I know. It's an everyday call for him, the nervous cough.
Yeah.
No cure.
The the Griffies took their photo with the Jameses last night. It is amazing to think that those are two professional baseball players, how much bigger LeBron is than both of them, too. Like, and even Bronny's small compared to LeBron.
Yeah.
So.
Well, LeBron is like 6'8", 250 pounds.
Yeah, I know. But Ken Griffey Jr. looked like me next to you. I mean, he was Ken Griffey Jr., for God's sakes. It was eye-opening, that's all. Nets in Atlanta later tonight. Look, well, he's like resting his arm on Ken Griffey's shoulder.
At least Ken Griffey Jr. is a little bit taller than his dad by about 3 inches, right?
I'm telling you, the photo, though, makes it look a little bit more stark, but
Junior
whatever.
Was taller than Bronny Jr.
Yeah.
Or James Jr., whatever.
Bronny. You guys had the DeAndre Hopkins going from Tennessee to Kansas City. Looks like for a conditional fourth-round draft pick. A couple of other things from Aaron Rodgers on the McAfee show, not booger-related. In terms of them playing better football and actually winning games, he says, I need to be a better example.
The energy, and I look at myself first, you know, it just wasn't good enough. You know, I think personally and as a team, we're playing with too much anger and not enough enjoyment.
Says even pros enjoy playing the game. He says he takes a lot of responsibility for what's going on.
It's fun when you win, of course, but I think there's ways of taking some of the pressure off, and it's got to start with me this week with my energy and my approach. And I was disappointed not just about the pick, but you know, a couple other I wish I could have had back. But we just have to respond to adversity a little bit better, and it starts with me, and I got to lead the way with that.
They play the Patriots in New England this Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you remember years and years ago when Rex Ryan was on the back page of the paper with the foot fetish?
Yeah, how could I forget that?
I know you remember. I'm just kind of leading into the next clip.
That was the day that I walked in here and that the New York State Broadcasting Hall of Famer Craig Carton and Al Dukes were jumping through the, you know, they couldn't wait for the microphones to go on.
That is very true. Well, Rex was on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder, and he was asked in the middle of the, it didn't come up right away, but in the middle of the interview, Ryan did ask him.
Channing's been trying to ask me, he says we work together. Why does Rex love feet so much?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. Like, it's my, like,
it's just a foot.
I love my wife's feet.
He says feet are really important.
It's a great answer, by the way.
Yes, it is.
It's the perfect answer.
If a chick's got jacked up feet, I'm out. I don't care how gorgeous. I'm out. But, you know, like, it's, I don't know what the hell it is, but it's like, some people are boob guys, leg guys. Yeah. You know, whatever. Of course, I noticed a pretty gorgeous face, whatever. But no yourself. I'm checking the feet out.
That's great.
Yeah, I love the fact that he just owns it. I mean,
he does.
It's good for him. It's just because honestly, it's like it's sure it's a little bit embarrassing, but at the same time, when he's just being truthful about it, it makes it better.
Yeah, it does. 100% makes it better. That makes me think about my friend Gwenny, who's got that big toe.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. She's a good golfer, but she's got a big toe.
Right, I met her.
Actually, two big toes.
Yeah. She was wearing shoes when I met her, so I couldn't see
it. Well, I tried to get her to show you her toe, but she won't do it.
Yeah, she wouldn't do it.
So you know, Rex would be out on Gwenny.
Yes, definitely.
See, I'm the exact opposite of a foot fetish guy. I don't like feet at all.
Me neither.
Like, I don't even want to know about the foot. I just don't even want to, like, I don't want to think about it.
Like, you got a vajankle in your office. Right. You see the foot with the vajankle, don't you?
Yeah, but that was more of a gimmicky thing after I saw that show. I forget what the name of it was, and the guy had a vajankle, and I was like, I wonder if I could buy a vajankle. But everybody thinks I've got a foot fetish because I've got those vajankles back there.
Yeah, you should send that over to Rex.
Oh, Rex also told us he's not the only one like this.
When that came out, front page New York, my wife's going to freaking kill me, right, when that came out. But I'm like, damn, I can't tell you how many of my players came up and said, dude, I like feet too.
Yeah, maybe it's an NFL thing.
Internally, that had to be just hilarious.
I was
hilarious.
Think so.
You know, the whole fourth and a foot thing and all this other stuff. I mean, it was crazy.
Yep. So there you go. That was on the Pivot podcast. The Saints gave Alvin Kamara a 2-year extension worth $24 million, 22 of it guaranteed. World Series Yankees Dodgers opens Friday night. One Aaron Judge fired up.
This is where the real fun starts. For years, as a kid watching the Yankees, you know, playing the World Series, win World Series, you know, just that excitement, the emotion, how the city comes alive is something, you know, definitely special. And you're looking forward to doing that with this group.
Yeah, you guys know I'm not a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Well, but I am rooting for Aaron Judge because I am an Aaron Judge fan. Like, you don't have to, like I'm a Matt Martin fan. I don't root for the Islanders, but I'll root for my son-in-law, of course.
Sure.
If he ever plays again. But, like, for, you know, Aaron Judge, I am an Aaron Judge fan. I love everything about the guy.
Yeah, how could you not?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I hope he has a World Series to remember. Because they just cakewalked right through, you know, the NL, the ALDS, the ALCS, and now this is going to be a real team now. Two real good teams.
They are really good. That is true.
Do you ever not know who you're going to root for until you start watching a game?
Yes. This is a tough series if you're a Met fan.
I'm not rooting for the Dodgers.
Well, but see, there are so many times where it could be two football teams, two baseball teams that I really, like, I don't like either one of them. And then I start watching, and then for whatever one reason or another, I'm like, you know what? I want that team to win. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea. But I think it's going to be the Yankees.
I think so, too, because of the Judge effect. He's probably the most likable guy on the field.
Plus, I don't have a lot of obnoxious Yankee fans in my life. Like, I don't allow those fans to be around me. I've got good, real, solid, reasonable Yankee fans that I would be happy for. So it's probably going to be the Yankees.
Probably be the Yankees. Fernando Valenzuela passed away. He was only 63 years old.
See, that makes me feel bad for the Dodgers now. Like, you have feelings.
I understand. Yeah.
I mean, that's not the Yankees' fault. When I saw that this morning, man, I was like, wow. That came out of nowhere for us anyway.
Yes, it did.
Think they'll have a patch on Friday?
100% they'll have a patch.
They do have one already?
No, I said I think they...
Of course they'll have a patch.
They got now the ads on the helmets. They got all sorts of. They got the World Series patches. Don't know if they're going to throw another patch.
No, they'll have a patch either over their heart or on their left shoulder or something. They'll have a patch.
Your Rangers beat the Canadiens 7-2. The Lightning beat the Devils 8-5, and the Red Wings shut out the Islanders.
How did the Devils give up 8 goals?
Yeah, they didn't play well.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't see the game. This is one game I did not watch.
I'm sorry.
I did not watch it.
I didn't know you didn't see it.
I know they scored 5 goals in a blink in the second period. 5.
Who did?
Not the Devils. The Lightning.
Oh. The Lightning?
Was it the Lightning?
Was it not?
Yes, I don't know.
It was. Okay. I didn't see the game.
I have no idea. You could have told me anything. You could have told me Stefan Richer played in that game.
It's hilarious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.